Welcome back to the RR Schools Podcast. I'm Greg Murphy. I'm excited to be joined now by six members of the Rocky River High School girls swim team, all of whom recently qualified and competed at the OHSAA state meet, as well as the head coach of the girls team, Mr. Mark Harris. Thank you all for joining me today.
Oh, of course, you're welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Let's go around. We'll start with Coach Harris and just kind of introduce yourself.
Mark Harris, Coach Harris, Rocky River High School swim team.
I'm Peyton Speary. I'm a senior. I swim freestyle and backstroke.
I'm Ella Russell. I'm a sophomore.
I'm Anna Scapulis. I'm a senior.
I'm Morgan Schold. I'm a senior.
I'm Deanna Miller. I'm a freshman.
All right, Coach, I want to start with you. Swimming season really is a grind. I want to ask you about the dedication of not only these girls that are here with us, but your entire team. You guys start in, I think it's September or October. You go all the way through the end of February. You know, you have meets, you have practices, they stay on top of their schoolwork, you train over the holidays. Just talk about the dedication of, you know, these girls and your entire team.
Well, it's 17 weeks on paper, but a lot of what we did this year was, I think it was a combination of more than just 17 weeks. I mean, most of these girls swim year-round, and four of them were seniors, so it was 4 years of work, and every year they got better. But overall, as a team, every year, I feel like the bar's raised, and we just keep reaching for that bar and keep getting better. And you can see the results. I mean, every year we have broken school records, pool records. This year we broke, on the girls' side, five school records and two pool records.
Three. Do you realize that?
Yeah. So, and I believe there were five conference records and a district record. So and the year before it was almost the same thing. So it's just not 17 weeks. It really is a culmination of a lot of dedication, a lot of just a lot of effort and a lot of wanting to get better. And so they deserve it. They worked their butts off.
For the swimmers, you guys were sectional champs, the runner-up at a tough district meet out at Bowling Green, 25th at the Division I state meet. Take me through what this season meant to you guys.
Well, this being mine, Peyton, Morgan, and Mackenzie's last season, I mean, of course, the rest of the seniors too, it was really special because, like, obviously it's the last time being with this team, so we just wanted to do as best as we possibly could, and I think we did even better than we thought we could. Mm-hmm. So it was really special.
Yeah, and for me, unlike Morgan and Anna and maybe Mackenzie, who are all swimming in college, my swim career ended with this season, so it was just really important to me to give everything I had to the team and to the school and myself, to make sure that I had the most meaningful end to my swim career as possible.
For the upperclassmen, some of you have been to multiple state meets. Take me through kind of what that progression was like from the first time you went there to even this year, kind of the differences in participating.
I think at least going to state freshman year, me and Anna, we were in like a relay and that was it. So we were in the first event and then we got to like change and just like soak in like the awesomeness of being at camp. But I think every year we kept like adding on events, and then this year the leadership position, I guess, of like leading like the underclassmen, I guess, and like knowing like, yeah, it's an overwhelming place and it's an overwhelming thing to like be at such a big meet, but it was just like the family aspect of it. Like, you got to be there with like people, mm-hmm. and like all you wanted was for like your success and like the success of like everyone on your team. So it meant something bigger than I think we all thought that it would mean freshman year.
Every year it got like more and more comfortable being there, I guess. Mm-hmm. Like, obviously we all deserve to be there every single year, but like as the years go on, you feel more and more like you deserve to be there and that like your hard work has really paid off. And this past year it was just like a low stress environment and I just was ready to do my best.
Yeah, and then I didn't go my freshman year, but I was on a relay my sophomore year, and it was the first one, and so it was just like one and done kind of, and then I just got to enjoy the rest of the meet and just have fun, or the rest of the weekend. And then junior year and this year I had gone in relays and individuals, and I just think it was it definitely gave a big change of pace because it's a lot more pressure, but being there with my teammates made it a lot easier, especially with Anna and Morgan and one of the seniors from last year who we had been together for so long. And then it was really just kind of cool to have Ella and Gianna, like, they look up to us the same way that we did the seniors before. I think that's a really cool feeling, and I'm really proud to be their teammates too.
Now, Ella, was this your first time, or did you go last?
No, I went last year.
So you went as a freshman, yes, and a sophomore, and then mm-hmm. Gianna, obviously this was your first time as a freshman, but talk a little bit about, you know, your guys' experiences as, you know, underclassmen, and kind of what you might have learned from the seniors who have been there, you know, multiple times over and over.
Well, from this season and last season, I've gotten really close with the seniors. So this season was really special because, like, our relays, well, both years I went on relays, and being on a relay is a lot, I mean, I think it's a lot different than having an individual event because you're with your team and your teammates. And being with the seniors, I've learned a lot about, like, mentality and like swimming at bigger meets, and just like the whole like aspect of high school swimming versus club swimming is very different, and I've learned so much from these girls.
For me it was just like kind of overwhelming because it's like my first time being at such a big meet, but all my teammates were so good and I just had a lot of fun.
Ella, you kind of touched on it, swimming on a relay team or an individual event. For those of you who competed in both, what's kind of the mindset that you have to go into, you know, swimming on a relay as opposed to swimming in an individual event?
Well, on a relay, you have to keep in mind that, like, everything you're doing on that relay is for your team. Like, in an individual, like, you're the one who has to, like, take all the responsibility and, like, worry about every action. But on a relay, you're with a team, so, I mean, you all have to take that responsibility and, like, put in the work as a team so you can be successful.
And then for me, I swim the 100 backstroke and the 400 freestyle relay, and those events are 2 out of 3 last events of the meet. And so it's just, you know, having that quick transition from 100 backstroke to the 400 freestyle relay, regardless of how you performed in the individual, you have to get over it and realize that you need to be here for your team. And I remember thinking before that 400 freestyle relay at prelims, like, if I have to get pulled out of this pool, like, by someone because I can't get out, like, that's how hard I have to try. So it's, like, finding that, like, deeper, like, push inside yourself for a relay is really important.
And, like, my individual events, I do, like, the 200 and the 500, which are, like, the longest ones. So I feel like halfway through the race, it's, like, determined what the places are going to be. But in the relays, it's, like, 4 quick 50s or 4 quick 100s. Like, anything can happen. So you just have to be, like, on your toes, and that's what we do. We try to get each other, like, pumped up before we do a bunch of, like, handshakes. So, yeah.
Now, you guys were down in Canton with your counterparts, the boys' team. You guys swim on opposite days.
Yeah.
What was it? Did you guys go support them during their prelims and finals? And
yeah,
what was that like? And just having that experience sitting up in the stands, you know, watching them compete and cheering for them.
It was funny watching them behind, like, the waiting room, because they all had their, like, white dome caps on, and they were just, like, in the zone. So I think it was awesome to be able to, like, be there and cheer them on and see them, like, do what we would do the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, their success was, like, very motivating to us because, like, if they're doing well, we're going to do well because, like, we got the same practices all year long, everything. Yeah.
And I would be remiss, we are missing the 6th qualifier who swam with you guys. Just she had another commitment this morning, but talk about her and, you know, kind of what, you know, she means to the team as well.
Yeah,
and we'll leave it.
Yeah. Yeah. So she's my she's my twin sister, and she's gone to college for the past couple years. And she's really good at, like, motivating us. And sometimes she feels like she doesn't deserve to, like, be there. But she, I think, is, like, the thing that, like, ties us all together.
Mm-hmm. We can always count on Mackenzie to be cheering at the end of our lane.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's so fun to see her back there, like, at the other side of the pool, like, giving us the thumbs up and, like, cheering and smiling.
Mackenzie's a great teammate.
Yeah, and even though she might not have like been actually swimming with us in our races over that weekend, she's just as important part of our team because she's such a great motivator and one of the just most hardworking people on our team and never gives up and is always there for you and is just such a great rock, I think, for everybody that she, it would have been hard to go through the weekend without her, so.
Yeah.
Sounds like a great family atmosphere you guys have built.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When you spend 20 hours a week together, it's hard not to be this close.
I want to ask, what are some of the memories that you guys will take away, not only from this season, but even for the seniors, from the Rocky River High School swim program?
Oh, man. Well, the first thing we did when we got to state is we dyed our hair pink. That's going to, I bleached mine, so that's going to be a pretty permanent memory.
I think one of the best memories each year is every year after district we go to this one pizza place in Bowling Green, and it's always just so much fun. And we get to, yeah, great pizza, and we always just get to kind of celebrate our accomplishments together. Because it's our last time as like a bigger group, you know, because it really cuts down when state week happens. So just like probably all my closest friends on our team, and we all just get to spend that time together is really, really special.
Jen, anything from you from your first year competing at the high school level?
Well, all the seniors are just such great friends, and I'm going to miss them so much.
This is like a team that I'm never going to forget. Like, because this is like, I don't know, like it's such like a big like group of people that I'm really close with. And since you guys are all leaving, like, I'm never going to forget, like, all of our relays. Mm-hmm. And, like, because since freshman year, we've been swimming together. And it's just, like, going to be so different without you guys next year.
Coach Harris, we started with you. We'll end with you with the last question. Kind of looking ahead to next year, you've got some seniors to replace, but you obviously got some young, talented swimmers in the program as well. So just kind of a little reflection on the senior class and then, you know, look ahead to next year as you continue to build the program.
We're graduating a special group of kids this year. And I don't really think of it as rebuilding. I think of it as reloading. I feel like we've, because of them and the people before them, they've built a culture that, you know, kind of aligns with the high school's mission statement of high expectations equals to high achievement. And I feel like the bar has been raised every year, and these kids know it. They walk in, the freshmen, and after the first week, they think, when's this going to be different? And it's not different. It's just an atmosphere where we have a lot of fun when we go to these meets and perform well. And that's just the culture we've built, and these kids know it. And the upperclassmen, which is now Ella, and Gianna's close, but she acts like one, she swims like one, will be the next group that kind of mentors the younger girls coming up. And yeah, we're gonna have some records up there to try to beat moving forward that these current girls have already done.
Well, we look forward to that. Next year, we wish everyone the best of luck these last couple of weeks of school. Good luck to the seniors as you guys prepare for graduation and your next step. And Ella and Gianna, we'll look forward to you guys in the pool next year setting some new records. Appreciate you guys joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.